Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
Good morning, here again, talking about the ministries of Jesus Christ. When he came to this planet Earth and lived here 33 and a half years, and he began with around age 30, he started his ministry in Galilee, around the Sea of Galilee or the Lake of Galilee. And in Matthew chapter 8, I was speaking last week about the miracle Jesus performed by calm in the storm when disciples and Jesus was in the boat, when Jesus was sleeping, and he knew the storm was coming and he was going to wait for the disciples how their faith is going to be. They were afraid, and he rise up and he calmed the storm and winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. It says Matthew chapter 8, verse 26. Now, verse 27 says, the men were amazed and asked, what kind of man is this? See, this is the question. The followers of Jesus, they haven't been following for many months or years at this point. This was maybe the beginning time he was preaching and he was teaching the word of God. He was teaching about life and different rules and regulations that one has to follow based on the Old Testament laws, which was given to the Old Testament people. And here again, Matthew addressing the Jewish people through this gospel, mainly saying Jesus is the Christ who was to come, and he is in the family and the genealogy of the King David, and he is actually physically also, he is the king. Otherwise, he is the Son of God, and he is the son of a virgin, and he is also in the lineage of David the king. Now, he did his miracles. He did not come to take his kingdom. In the first time, in the first advent of Jesus Christ, the Jewish people at the time, or maybe even today, many of them misunderstood the Messiah will come and deliver them from any enemies, including at the time was Romans were ruling them, and also the other nations who suppressed them and deported them, also humiliated them, and they hurt them severely and killed many. And all those things happened, and all those things happened because God allowed that to happen. Then they were not following God's commandments as he prescribed to them, and God punished them. But God brought them back to their nation. Then again, they were under the rule of Romans. Now, Christ did not come to take the kingdom in the first time, but he came to establish the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is what we have in the kingdom of God. We read in the book of Romans, written by Apostle Paul, is that righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. These three things you receive when you enter the kingdom of God. Now, where is the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God is right in this earth when Christ came. He came with the kingdom of God. He came with righteousness, he came with peace, and he came with joy in the Holy Spirit. How do you receive? Anyone who received this, those who are called Christians, the real Christians who follow Jesus Christ and follow the scripture, the word of God, and believe and baptize in the water and live and follow him with the instructions of the Holy Spirit and even baptize by the Holy Spirit. And now the purpose I am saying this here is Christ's first advent was to establish the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is in your hearts, Jesus said. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, you repent your sins and ask for forgiveness, and Father God will forgive and then make you the child of God. John Gospel chapter 1 verse 12, those who believe in his name, he gave them the right to become children of God. Those who believe in his name, even he, Christ Jesus, gave them the right to become children of God. How does he have the right? He is God himself. If you read Gospel of John chapter 1 onwards, verse onwards, and it says he was God, he was with God, he was the Word of God. Then in verse 14, you see he incarnated in flesh. Now, I'm going to move that very quickly because I spoke this particular thing every time I speak most of the time because a lot of people do not understand how Jesus is God. He is God himself and he took incarnation in flesh. And it was a prophecy ever since from Garden of Eden, you know, Genesis 3:15, that God promised to Adam and Eve that they will have a son, a human son from God who will be a virgin's son. Now, Christ was born in the right time as God was preparing his time, like took 4,000 years, and God, Jesus born in the Bethlehem, as it was prophesied by Micah chapter 5, verse 2, in Bethlehem of Ephrathah, which is where David's family lived. That's where he is going to be born, in the family of David. And he will be in the lineage of David. He will be the king, as earthly king as it's supposed to be. But he did not come to take the kingdom of earthly kingdom, but he came to establish the godly kingdom, which is in our hearts. And those who have that righteousness by believing in Christ, that receive the righteousness first, then you receive peace, and then you receive the joy in the Holy Spirit. And the joy in the Holy Spirit comes in you. Holy Spirit comes in you. Christ, God, and all three take seat in your heart in spirit. And they will rule over you, and you surrender to him and submit yourself as you obey God. See, some people say, don't submit to God, just believe. That's called easy believism, where you can simply believe in Jesus and then you get saved, but you don't even know why you're getting saved, what you're believing in, what is your faith in, what is the reason you believe in Christ? Because he is the Son of God. First, he is the Son of God. He is the Son of a virgin, Son of a God, and he took incarnation in flesh, and like flesh and blood, he is outside a human body, but he was inside the Spirit God, who descended into the womb of Mary and took his birth. And God is his father, as you want to say, right? He's the Son of God, not the son of a man. But he called himself the Son of Man because he became like one of us. He became like a human. He wanted to suffer the same way, you know, that he suffered as a human. And then he died on the cross for us, for our sins. So the miracles of Jesus Christ, we say here in Matthew chapter 8, verse 28, when the next miracle, Jesus had the power, authority over the nature, the storm and the events. He healed the sick. He cast out demons. Now we are coming against another one of a demon-possessed person here. When he arrived at the other side of the region of the Gadarenes, Gadarenes were Gadarites. Otherwise, they are the descendants of Gad, G-A-D. Gad was one of the sons of Jacob. Jacob was the grandson of Abraham. Now, we know Jacob's name was changed to Israel when he had was wrestled with the Spirit God himself in the angelic form, and he in the human form, then he was blessed. It's in Genesis chapter 22. Where he got blessed, his name was changed to Israel, which means Prince of God. So now the Gadarenes, who are the sons of Gad, who was one of the sons of Jacob, who is also Israelites, two demon-possessed men coming from the tombs met him. They were so violent that no one could pass that way. What do you want with us, Son of God? See, demon-possessed men, they are speaking. Satan, the demons are speaking through these human beings who are possessed by demon, who lives in the tombs. They are very violent people, and they were not able to know human beings, or anybody cannot pass through that area because they will attack them probably. And These are demon possessed. See, when the Satan possess, demons possess on people, they have so much power. They have super extraordinary power energy from the demons. See, they can run over anyone. You can't stop them. You can chain them. You can tie them up. They're going to break up everything away. Now, they come across Jesus and calling him Son of God. See, another reference here to understand for those who don't know Jesus was the Son of God, Satan knew. Demons knew Jesus is the Son of God. And they're addressing him, Son of God, what do you want with us? You see, they were terrified because God has the power over them. Satan cannot play with God. Satan cannot do anything with God. They will be tormented and they can be sent to hell. But Jesus, it was not their time to go to hell. These are those demons which are loosened and running around the world. This set of them, maybe, I don't know how many numbers, no one knows. There's a one-third of the angelic hosts from heaven followed Lucifer when he fell from glory. He was thrown out of heaven, and these angelic beings, about one-third of them, they assess to be, right? And they were become demons, and they challenged God's authority, and they were thrown out of heaven by the good angels of God, the mighty archangels, Michael and his fellow army of God, throw them out. They defeated them. They cut them down, and they become demons. Now they are looking for bodies to live. See, demons, these are spirit beings. They need a body to live. See, people are there out there who are possessed by demons. They might do some horrific things. Maybe they get influenced by demonic forces of evil. They take a gun and they shoot everyone. See, this happened all over the place. See, some people are mentally disturbed because of the demonic forces in demons are ruling over them. They are indoctrinated by demonic policies and principles to attack and kill others. This happening too many times in the United States and some other countries. So demon process people, have you come here to torture us before the appointed time? See, demons know they will be tormented in hellfire for eternity when that appointed time. See, that appointed time is when the Lord Jesus Christ is coming in the second time to rule the earth. And then they will be sent to tormenting place that they will not destroy. They will not cause any trouble to the 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ as the King, human God, human King on the throne of David, sitting on Zion, Mount Zion in Jerusalem, on the throne of David, right? See, that is happened when Christ returned to the mid-air. And he will receive his saints who is waiting for him, the one who were waiting for him day and night, and the one who are praying, the one who are helping the churches and believers and each other and praying for the world, the one who are waiting for Jesus. They will be captured in a fraction of a second. The one who died in Christ will be resurrected, and they will go to Christ in the mid-air, and they go to heaven to the Father's presence after that. Then there will be 7 years of tribulation. At the end of the 7 year tribulation, Christ will return to save the kingdom, the Jewish people, his own people, who will believe in him at the end, and they will be saved. Then Jesus established kingdom. That is the 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ. And that time, no demons will move here. Satan will be put into the bottomless pit and locked. His demons will be also, okay? And there will not be any trouble in the whole earth when Jesus ruled the earth. So now these demons are asking, you came early to torment us. Some distance from them, a large herd of pigs was feeding. The demons begged Jesus, If you drive us out, send us into the herd of pigs. And he said unto them, go. So they came out of the, went into the pigs. And the whole herd of pigs rushed down the steep bank into the lake and died in the water. We're talking about the other side of the Sea of Galilee or the Lake of Galilee. See, remember before, in the last lecture, I said Jesus was on the other side. Then he said, let us go to the other side by the boat. That's when they had the storm. Now they came down there. They were greeted by the demon-possessed men. Now the question is, did Jesus knew they're going to meet, he's going to meet the demon-possessed men? Yes, he do. He wanted to visit the Gadarenes or the sons of Gad, the descendants of Gad, one of the sons of Jacob and Israel. And finally, he comes there. He wanted to save the Gadarenes. He came there, and he knowingly come there. He knew that he was going to meet by these demon-possessed men. He knew the lifestyle of the Gadarene people, Gad's descendants. They were very bad idol worshippers, and they were not to be tending pigs. Pig was not one of those animals the Bible in the Old Testament God allowed for Jewish people to touch, Jewish people to keep them. It is not for the Jew. It is an unholy, unapproved animal. Their meat was not to be eaten by Jews. It was, even today, the law exists in between Jewish people, the Old Testament law. And then they were tending the pigs. See, why God allowed the pigs, the Satan, the demons to go into those pigs? In my answer is that it was not an approved animal in Israel. It was not approved for Israelites to do, taking care of the pigs or growing them and tending them, having a pig farm. None of those things, nothing to do with pig. But God knew, he knowingly sent them to the waters. They all died. So the demons went into those pigs. Like I said, the demons are looking for a body to exist, to continue to working. And they got into the pigs, left the human. At least the human has more value than the pigs. But the owners of the pig came in, rushing, asking Jesus. They didn't ask, hey, what did you do to us? Why did you kill our pigs? Because they know their answers. They were not supposed to take care of, have pigs in their country. They were not supposed to. They were not allowed to. And it was a punishment. It was a punishment that what Jesus had done. And then the whole town went out to meet Jesus. And when they saw him, they pleaded with him to leave their region. You see, the Gadarenes did not want any salvation. They did not want any clean life. They did not want to follow the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They did not want to follow the laws of the Israel, what God gave it to them, because they were tending pigs, the dirty lifestyle they had. They also had maybe other immorality and worshiping idols. This was against God's law, and they did not want Jesus to do anything there. This is like today, even we have the same situation. They don't want real Christians anywhere. The Christians who do obey God and follow God and believe in God and praying to God and ready to help anyone, they don't want Christians. In Nigeria, they killed around 50,000 of them in this year and last year. They are fundamentalist Muslim terrorists. By name of Islam, they're coming and killing the murdering Christians. In Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC they call it, and also Republic of Congo, and all these countries over in Africa, the Central African Republic, in the Central African region, you know, there are so many horrific murdering is going on. The name of Christian in India, Many Christians are being jailed by false accusation. The government of Narendra Modi is accusing, passing laws against religious conversion. Now, the Christians don't do it because it's the law, but they will accuse them. They will find a Christian praying. It's just like in the time of Daniel when he was praying, and they found Daniel praying, the Babylonians found, then they said, well, let us make a law that nobody can pray against the idol of Nebuchadnezzar, and they established a law. They finally caught Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they put them in the fire, and God was there in the fire to save them. Now, these things going on worldwide in the Eastern countries, Southeast Asia, also China, and many countries, India, you know, they're putting people in the jail saying that they bring two people from far away. They don't even know who these people are. They never seen them. Say, oh, we are going to witness, and they witness that, yeah, they try to convert us. They're falsifying and convert and putting the pastors and believers in jail. That's what they're doing in India. So the Christians are true. They don't want you anywhere. Same way that Jesus was. Christ was there to save them, to teach them the good news of salvation and heal their sick and cast out their demons, and they did not want it. Praise God. Now we see, we go to the chapter 9 of Matthew, we see that Jesus heals again, another healing happening. Jesus stepped into the boat. See, they told him to leave. Jesus was not going to fight with them and stay there. No, I'm going to stay here. We're going to heal everything here. No. If someone doesn't want you, you don't have to stay there. There's no need. So Jesus stepped into the boat, crossed over, and came to his own town. He went to the other side where he left from, which is Galilee. Okay? And some men brought to him a paralytic lying on a mat. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, take heart, son, your sins are forgiven. You see, at this, some of the teachers of the law said to themselves, this fellow is blaspheming. Knowing their thoughts, Jesus said, why do you entertain evil thoughts in your heart? See, God knows your heart. See, that's a perfect example. Again, another perfect example that Jesus was Christ, or Jesus was God. He was the Christ of God, who God sent for first for the Jews and then for the Gentiles. See, so far, Jesus is still in the Judaic country, or Israel, and Israel, Judea and Israel, where he was ministering, and not even went to the Gentile country at the time. And we know he went to the Gentile area later in his ministry. Now, the paralytic lying on the mat, he said, take heart, son, your sins are forgiven. See, God is the only one who has the authority to forgive his sin. Here in this case, the paralytic person, Jesus knew he was in some committed sins in his life. He forgave his sin, and then he asked him to take heart. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. If you have any more questions or if you'd like to contact me, my email address is P like Peter, R like Robert, dot CHACKOV like Victor at gmail.com. That is PR.CHACKOV@gmail.com.
Godfrey Electric Incorporated is a fourth generation, full service electrical contractor serving Martin, St. Lucie, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric Incorporated specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric Incorporated is an underwriter of the WCNO ministry and is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or by phone at 561-833-3753.